Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment, The Adventures of Bradley and Dawn.
Hi.
We've explored today food, we've explored sounds, and now we're going to explore...
more food.
How much these people are charging you. Do you even know? You might just be going through a fast food drive-thru every once in a while, and you're not, you know, checking how expensive it is. But sometimes, you know, you're like, wow, that was a lot of... I could have gone to a sit-down restaurant for that amount,
yeah.
You know? So the most expensive fast food chains in America are as follows. In first place, or should I start... let me start with Burger King and McDonald's. They are actually, surprisingly... McDonald's decreased its menu prices by 5% last year. And this is likely due to the fact that the cost of ground beef is lower now compared to the year before. And French fry prices are now down 0.09 cents as well. So, you know, if it's something that you like, and Burger King is the same way, they reduce their prices.
You're saying they're at the bottom of the list?
They're at the bottom of the list. They're the least expensive. So they're looking at, basically, they are taking average, like the average price of a meal is what they're doing.
Okay.
Then we go up to Dunkin' Donuts, and it looks like the average item price is currently $4.34 for a donut.
Wait a minute. Yeah, that's confusing. So you're saying that Dunkin' Donuts
I'm sorry. You get a cup of coffee and a donut.
So you're saying that donuts are more expensive than burgers?
That's right.
That's weird.
Mm-hmm. The average item price is currently $4.34. So I was right. This is an item at Dunkin' Donuts.
What at Dunkin' Donuts costs $4.34?
Do they have? I think they have other things besides donuts now, like maybe a breakfast sandwich or something.
But still, like that being more expensive than a burger is kind of crazy.
It Those is fancy coffee drinks.
Oh,
that
yeah.
I wouldn't touch.
But yeah, totally. So it's
that's
an
just
increase.
A calorie bomb.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
I
That's
have to
like
avoid
a meal.
Those. Yeah.
Me too, honestly. I almost tried to get one today, but the machine didn't work. Right, Mike?
What machine?
You did your best.
We have a coffee machine. Did you know that down in the cafeteria? And you can
oh,
get a latte.
Yeah. I was like, there's a Dunkin' machine? I'm like, what are you holding out on?
No, it was a coffee.
Yeah.
And I knew that was the gods of food telling me, don't have that now, you know? Because I couldn't get it to work.
I still want to know what you get for what did you say it was?
$4.34. Well,
what
let's
is $4.34 at a Dunkin' Donuts?
Okay. Dunkin' Donuts.
I guess maybe like a double latte, floopity flu. I don't know what they have at Dunkin' Donuts in terms of drinks. Are they Frappuccinos?
Yeah, they have espresso, Frappuccinos. They're, you know, they're known as coffee people now too, which goes perfectly well with donuts. Shop. Oh no, that's not what we want. Anyway, yeah, it's probably a donut because they mention that an apple fritter is still like $1.98. So that's the cheapest you can get there as far as donuts go. Okay, where's my tab again? See how? Oh my gosh!
I don't know where is your tab.
Very slow right now.
Okay, so just if you're joining us, Dawn has a list of the most expensive fast food items, and so far we've learned that McDonald's and Burger King are at the bottom of the list. What were their average prices?
It looks like
they
don't give you the average prices.
Okay.
They just say how much less it was than last year.
Okay.
Okay, moving on to KFC. It looks like the average menu price of $14.45, increase of 4.77% from the previous year.
I don't. What do you? What is
it's
the average?
It's a bucket of fried chicken.
But that's the average?
Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense.
It says, if you're craving a bucket of fried chicken, you're likely to hit up your local KFC. However, with an average menu price of $14.45,
So it's not an average menu price item. It's the average, they're saying, the average menu price of a bucket of chicken? I don't know. I'm confused.
So just because they have large family sizes that are like $45, that's
But I don't feel like that's a fair comparison to like compare donuts and chicken.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, second on the list of most expensive fast food places is Chick-fil-A. Second highest price increase, 15.6% they've increased, with an average meal costing $4.65. The price of chicken has gone up 17%. The cost of feed has gone
up. That's understandable. Chicken has, you know, we all know chicken's gone up in price. Mm-hmm. It's hard to find chicken, much less get it at a deal.
So it says at Chick-fil-A, this means that the ever-popular grilled chicken sandwich is now $7.23.
Jeez. I have not rolled through a drive-thru in a while.
Yeah.
What's your go-to? Like, if you're going to roll through a drive-thru, what do you get?
I mean, I don't either. Taco Bell.
Taco Bell?
Because, you know, I'm spending, I always use, like, the dollar menu.
Yeah.
And I get, like, two things.
Yeah.
You know?
Mike, do you have a favorite that you drive through?
Burger King nuggets, along with a
look at you with your order,
a rodeo burger, because they brought those back, and those were my college guilty pleasures. I had a buddy who'd always say, "Let's come over and study," and he'd come over, and we would just go and order $14 off of the Burger King menu.
I mean,
we were old linemen; we were both 300 and something.
What about a chicken sandwich? That's my favorite from BK, the original chicken sandwich, like the patty,
the long one.
Hard to beat that. You know?
Yeah. That's my favorite. Thank you for asking. My favorite to roll through would be Culver's, just because I love a Butterburger.
Sure.
And they've got ice cream. Okay, it's not ice cream. It's frozen custard, which is even better.
Which is the premium of the two. Yeah.
But that's the place I would roll through on a regular basis. And I haven't been through in a while, so I'm curious, like, if their prices... I'm sure everybody's prices have gone up, right?
Yeah, that's like, what they're saying. This my whole God, thing is about inflation.
I went to pick up a pack...
pack of cigarettes?
Pack of ciggies. No! My God! I wish. It's been a few years. But I wanted... we were having tacos, and normally I would make tortillas, because it's fun to make tortillas. I was like, I ain't making no tortillas. I'm tired.
Yeah, it
I'm
was
let somebody
Taco
else
Wednesday
do that.
In your house.
It was Taco Wednesday. And so I stopped to get tortillas, corn tortillas, $1.99 a pack. Great. I thought, maybe I'm going to splurge and get flour tortillas. Mm-hmm. Do you know that a pack of flour tortillas was $6?
Wow.
No.
I was like, these must be some fancy tortillas.
Wow.
$6. I had price shock right there in the grocery store. Anyway, so I can only imagine what, you know, the price at a fast food restaurant is. Okay, that's not the top of the list.
No.
Who's at the top, Dawn?
The top of the list is Wendy's.
Oh, what's going on over at the Wendy's?
Wendy's is number one, but not for a good reason.
Is it the
They're
chili?
Now the most expensive fast food chain in the nation. The prices went up 35% due to inflation last year. You can still get a deal, though, with a big bacon classic combo. That's going to set you back $11.11.
Wow, make a wish.
But you can get a junior cheeseburger deluxe for just $2.56 instead. But that doesn't include the fries, so I don't know why they're comparing that. $11.11.
Still, I don't know. Maybe I'm old. I just, like, the thought that I would pay $20 for fast food would blow my mind, right?
No.
Because we're all so used to, like, here's my $6 meal.
It's like the reason why we used to go to fast food a lot. Like,
because it was cheap and easy.
Because it was, cheap.
Just like me.
Oh,
back in my 20s, I just like
when you
smoked ciggies.
Yeah, ciggies.
Did you ever smoke?
Yeah.
Mike, did you ever smoke?
Never.
He's good.
He's a good kid.
Yeah.
Over there.
That's me.
That guy.
Okay. Well, Wendy's, I'm still confused as to why, like, why would Wendy's cost go up more than McDonald's? McDonald's was able to lower their price.
Maybe they have. I know Wendy's has. I don't know. Roast beef and stuff, don't they?
Wendy's is fresh, never frozen, so maybe it's more expensive.
Ah, you're right.
Ooh, I didn't know.
No, that's Arby's, Dawn. You're thinking of Arby's.
Oh, Arby's, right.
Hot Big Beef Montana.
I'm sure the shipping process of moving it is probably
you're absolutely
more expensive
right.
Now,
which actually you'd probably be fine with paying a little extra for, right?
Yeah.
Maybe they lost so much during these, you know, the COVID era here that they're trying to recover as a company. It could be it. You know, they're trying to actually make some money, but and they don't have as many locations as McDonald's or Burger King.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. Because you're more likely to see those in small towns. You know, everywhere there's a McDonald's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. When we come back, Brittany posted in support of Pamela Anderson, which I'm sure made Pamela Anderson happy. But then she removed the post because that's what Brittany does. We'll tell you about the post and why maybe she removed it when we return right here on My Talk 107.1.
My Talk 107.1, everything entertainment, everything for seniors, for Valentine's. Just send your Valentine's to us, like Mike just said, and we will get them to seniors by Valentine's Day.
There was a whole big-ass mailbox waiting to be sorted full of My Talk Valentine's that we saw earlier today. So thank you, My Talkers.
Thank you so much. Yes. Now, what is Brittany doing now? Why does she delete everything?
That's just her signature move. I cannot answer that question, Dawn. I am not qualified. But what I can tell you is that she posted and then removed that post. We'll get to that in a moment. In support of our good friend, Pamela Anderson, who will be on our show next week to talk about her memoir. She will not, but we will probably talk about her memoir anyway. So, you know, that's going on. Well, Brittany posted in support. And let me just tell you that she praised Pamela Anderson, who also has a Netflix documentary out. Pamela gave me an understanding that actually, let me back up.
Okay.
I'm such a fan. This is Brittany Spears on Instagram. Okay. I'm such a fan of Pamela Anderson. She was the only sex icon at one time in America, and she still is. I don't know what that means.
Okay.
Pamela gave me an understanding that people should support you exactly where you are in the moment, in that moment at your life, unless cruelty rules the world. Okay,
let's just stop there.
What?
Yeah. Pamela taught me that what?
Yeah, okay, let me back it up.
It's just so genuine.
I'm a fan. Yeah, so, I mean, it's thoughtful. I'm a fan of Pamela Anderson. Great. She was the only sex icon at one time in America, and she still is. Like, she was a sex icon, great. Yeah, sure. She was a beautiful, she's also a powerful woman, but whatever. But here's the part that I honed in on that I thought was very kind. Pamela gave me an understanding that people should support you exactly where you are in that moment of your life.
Okay. All right. That's right? Fine. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But then
so people, she's talking about like, right, her family, likely.
But then Brittany does the thing that she always does, which is turn the conversation back to her. Which I know we're in a moment right now, and I'm giving her some grace. But here's what she says. I really respect the fact that her children stood up for her, relating to the fact that people were trying to sell her story from the past. What is that a reference to? Or I should say, where are those fingers being pointed, do you think?
Oh, well, they're being pointed at her kids and Kevin Federline.
Yeah, so she takes the conversation about Pamela, like, great for Pamela.
Like her kids.
But my kids. And I'm like, girl, I know you got issues with the way that this all went down. And you need to have a conversation with your kids. And I hope your relationship can be mended. But it's not a good look to be coming for your kids on social media.
Because your brain doesn't develop fully until you're 25.
Yeah, these kids. So, and they, much like Brittany, have been through things that most people don't experience.
Right.
And they didn't have to go through what Brittany went through, but they did have to like be caught between.
And they consistently have to see half naked pictures or know that their mom is posting half naked pictures all the time of herself. And that's what they don't like. They don't like that.
Yeah, no, I get that. But I think even like just pulling the kids, because when they get to be adults, I think that's probably not, I mean, I'm not going to speak for the kids, but I would imagine that's something they can deal with, right? Like the fact that their mom was a sex symbol and liked to post pictures of her body, whatever. But the fact that the kids have been caught between these two parents and pulled back and forth, and then they were also manipulated and gaslit in the context of this conservatorship for...
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
Over 14 years where you, I guarantee you, their grandfather, their father, and other people around them, their aunt, mm-hmm. their uncle, like the people around, or their grandma.
Mm-hmm.
We're all putting things in their head about their mother.
Mm-hmm. Like, your mom is not fit to
yes.
raise you in any capacity.
Yes.
See
and
how
so
she's been put away.
Would you be surprised that they would maybe turn against her or feel like she was not healthy, or that they would parrot the talking points of the people that have been in control of that woman's life?
Of course.
But that said, I'm like, Brittany, let's not make it, you know, like, let's not
Don't
blame the kids.
Don't damage the relationship.
Blame the you know, the other people that told the kids things. It's not
Absolutely.
Their fault.
Absolutely. It isn't their fault. Plus, they're not... Yeah, you just shouldn't ever throw your kids under the bus
well, at least
for anything as kids.
And maybe that's why she, you know, took the post down. Maybe that's why she removed the post, which is her signature move.
So I want to examine, since she does this... Like half of her posts or more than half are removed. What does she decide to keep up? Like, well, or whoever the entity is that's running her Instagram?
Yeah, that's a good question. I'm going to go over to the account. Her name is River Red, by the way. Let's see.
She has six new posts.
There was the kitty cat. Polly wants a cracker.
Oh, gosh. It's such
There's
a cute
a creepy
cat.
Woman from like the 1900s with a guy dressed up in a mouse outfit that's like nibbling on her chest.
Uh-huh.
It's kind of interesting. There was Brittany doing a video twirl.
She's putting on some makeup from a compact, like pressed powder.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's she, and whenever she goes deep on family, she will inevitably remove those posts. So she posts it and then deletes it.
That's true. So she just keeps the ones that are strange. Like, what? And under the caption of the, like, 1880s girl with the mouse person dressed as a mouse nibbling on her chest, she put, "Hi, nice to meet you. I gotta go now." Okay. Okay. Oh, boy. I don't know. I really do agree with you that she should not be attacking the kids. Even when they grow up, to review what they did as kids or said is just wrong because they're kids.
Yeah. I think you should always be overprotective of the kids. At the same time, kids need to understand that, like, adults have feelings, and that's fine. Maybe take that conversation offline. I'm just saying, maybe don't put it in your Instagram feed.
That's
because
true.
I can't think of a scenario where I would respond to my mother. Now, again, totally different. Because again, the thing, I guess it's like I can get halfway down the road with her because I understand she's been trapped in a conservatorship, didn't have a voice. Now she has a voice. And so she's maybe using it a lot more than the average person.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm willing to give her some grace, but like somebody I hope is pulling her aside and saying, maybe don't talk about the kids.
And it looks like both children are no longer in contact with their mother.
No, they have not been in contact for a while.
Yeah, that's in September of last year.
Mm. And I'm not surprised because, again, there's so many people that have been, you know, in their ears about their mother.
True.
All right. When we come back from Brittany to Squid Game, there's a real Squid Game, Dawn. Turn your mic.
The Adventures of Bradley and Dawn. My Talk 107.1. Everything Entertainment. It's Friday. We're so glad that you have chosen our show to listen to whatever you're doing. Bradley, I have a story for you that's all about the real Squid Game.
How is there a real Squid Game? Death, destruction.
Do you not remember that they started casting for a game show based on Squid Game?
I knew this was a thing. But then I was reminded because there was some weird headline about how people were getting really cold and stuff.
Yes.
So I knew it was a thing, but like, how does, I'm so confused. Nobody really dies, right?
No.
Because like the real squeaking,
no.
Spoiler alert, there's a lot of death.
So this is going on, or it could have wrapped by now, in England. And so people from all over the world, they cast from all over the world, they were competing for $4.56 million.
Wow.
And there were 456 players on the outset. So they staged versions of those familiar games in Squid Game. With the distinction being that, like, of course, they're not going to be truly dangerous or lethal. You think?
What?
Well, nobody passed away, but a former participant spoke with Vice, and they're holding their privacy, of course, but they are saying that they were inspired to apply for the show after being served a targeted ad on Instagram. They assume they got the ad because they just finished watching the original scripted series. So it's like, okay, it makes sense. It's on my computer, you know, whatever. So they heard back several months later, and then they did a background check and an interview with a casting director, and they had to have their own physician sign off on a medical assessment.
Okay.
Okay, so this is where we get to the nuts and bolts of things. So since they had their doctor sign off. They didn't have their own doctor check these people out. They had their doctors give permission for them to be on this show, which I think is going to be a problem for some of them if they want to sue. Mm-hmm. They should sue because it's that bad.
Oh, God.
Okay?
Okay.
So, this participant says, my understanding was it was going to be similar to Squid Game. We'd be put in uncomfortable situations living with 455 people and trying to form alliances, except there would be no tolerance for bullying or harassment or physical violence that would get you just an intense real world. They thought that's how they understood it. So they went to England in January after taking a leave of absence. This person took a leave of absence. They did comment that some people quit their jobs for this because they got the opportunity in the world to be one of the 456 people who get a chance to win $4.56 million.
Okay, that's a big deal.
It's a huge deal. Yeah, so of course everyone thinks they're special and they can endure anything and be the one.
I would
do it. All right, so when they arrived at a hotel in London, they said it seemed like it was complete chaos and disorganization. Red flag. It didn't seem like a well-oiled machine. People around this person were stressed. And, you know, you're like, okay, is this intentional? This could be a part of the game. They were given all this paperwork, which they reviewed. They had an onboarding procedure. And then it says you're not allowed to speak to any other players whilst in the hotel. Our security and welfare teams will be around to monitor this during activities and meal times. You can't talk to anyone else. Like in Squid Game, okay? So then they were fitted with a lime green wristband, reprimanded by production staff for speaking to anyone else in the hotel. That was also a part of the game. You know, they got numbers assigned to them, just like Squid Game. So they had all their computers and phones taken away as well. They were transported to the filming location. Their luggage was locked. They were given a tracksuit to wear along with socks, underwear, and a numbered player t-shirt. At dawn, they were loaded onto a freezing cold bus, transported to the filming location, which was the enormous airplane hangar. People were really reprimanded for talking on the bus. That's a rule I can understand. You know, that's fine. Temperatures were below freezing outside. And it felt even colder in the hangar. So they started to play. They were served weak coffee and breakfast sandwiches.
Okay, so far it sounds miserable. But, I mean, you're there for $4.56 million. Mm-hmm. And it's called Squid Game based on a show where everybody killed people.
That's right.
So, I mean, so far I'm fine with what's going on. Do things go south from there?
It does, okay. Yes. And in ways that you're like, what? So this person and others started to suspect that the game might be scripted. Some people were given microphone packs that worked, while others had mics that weren't actually functional. So they've already pre-selected the people that will be at the end.
That's interesting.
So you don't really have a chance to win this money if you're...
So they people found feel out, like they were duped?
They found out that they were just extras on this TV show, but they were told that they had the same chance to win. So then, when they started talking to each other, they started asking quietly, like, hey, what was your casting process like? One person said that they didn't even apply. They'd been sought after by a producer. They'd recommended a friend who was also cast.
I guess none of-
one was a TikTok star, the other was a set of twins, and then a father-child pair. Those are the ones that are the final people.
Oh, okay.
So, okay, then it gets worse. Well, I mean, this is what one person is saying they think is going to happen because they didn't make it to the end. So they do the red light, green light challenge. They were kept in that hangar, and they would not move for hours. So they would do that long, like a 14-hour red light, green light.
Wow. But again, you're there for $4.56 million. I mean, don't you think there's going to be some shenanigans?
I guess so, but to lead people to believe that they actually have a chance, an equal chance to win that money, only to find out that you're probably just all extras, and we've already pre-chosen our final five.
Yeah.
Because they liked the... They liked probably they interviewed them and they're like, this is a good story because that's how reality shows are cast.
I was going to say every reality show we've ever talked about. I mean, look, it doesn't surprise me that things were scripted. If people were misled and intentionally made to be miserable, I mean, that seems a little unnecessary and harsh, right?
It is. It's like your microphone doesn't even work. So then when they played the red light, green light, there were people eliminated with fake blood, you know.
What?
So, you know, like they had squid packs, you know. Oh. So they would shoot them and then their thing would explode. But they literally did not move. These people had not moved, but they were shot anyway because they had to eliminate people.
Oh.
So these people would be frozen.
Saying, okay, so this is people saying, we thought we were playing a game, but it turns out we're all just pawns in a much bigger game of lies.
Yeah, so they'd be frozen for like 30 minutes. Once again, it's freezing temperatures. So then after an hour and a half, one of the participants says out loud, someone collapsed behind me. Another player called for a medic and they were eliminated because they were like, they need a medic. They just collapsed. Like at that point, this isn't actually Squid Game. So if there's a medical situation going on with someone, the person that alerts you to that shouldn't be eliminated from a game. Yeah. That's totally wrong. And so
when does this air?
Let's see.
Like, because what it sounds like from this article is that it's already been filmed and it just hasn't aired yet.
That is correct. So people were getting eliminated. Everyone knows it's rigged. I'm sorry. I'm just trying to find that answer for you.
Well, here, let's take.
I'm not seeing a date at all. I don't think they've announced. They've announced it as happening. I see the cast call for it. I'm seeing a bunch. Yeah, I'm not seeing an actual.
Yeah,
date.
I see a lot of headlines about how it was. Somebody said, "quote the cruelest, meanest thing I've ever been through."
People were had great lives. They had great jobs that they quit. They had, and then another thing that tipped them off is that when they would get their information back, they looked at their plane tickets and their plane tickets back home were like, here's like, it's could be like a 3-hour plane ride, but it was like a 14-hour ride with layovers and stuff. So they were exhausted and had this ridiculously long flight back. Yeah. And then they noticed on their ticket that their tickets were booked before they were eliminated because it showed the date of when they actually and
so
a bunch of
played.
People. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's basically not a fair game, which you would hope that they would do because people aren't going to like the show. If they don't think that everybody has the chance, viewers aren't going to like that.
Yeah.
If they know that they've already chosen like 10 people to be in the end so they can focus on those storylines.
Yeah.
It's lazy.
Yeah. I guess it's sad and in like I hope that those people get some sort of, I don't know, recompense at least, or at least get their grievances heard because that sucks. I'm just curious like if this show is going to if it was all worth it, like is it going to make for a great show? Because if it does, people will probably be like, "Oh, it's fine."
It's going to be on Netflix apparently because Netflix has responded.
Yeah, which would make
sense because the original was on Netflix.
What does Netflix say?
They said
we didn't do anything wrong. What are you worried about?
We care
deeply. Squid Game.
We care deeply about the health and safety of our cast and crew and invested in all the appropriate safety procedures. While it was very cold on set and participants were prepared for that, any claims of serious injury are untrue. So, nobody died is what they're saying.
They don't address like all the shenanigans.
But people collapsed lots of people collapsed. From being frozen in the same, like their hands and feet were going numb.
Yeah.
Like they're trying to win. And then they find out that they had no chance at all.
Yeah.
That would be gross. Really frustrating. And their mic didn't work.
Would you ever go on a show like this? Like if you thought it was a fair fight?
Yeah. I've auditioned for Survivor and stuff. Yeah.
So you'd be all about it, Mike?
Yeah. Yeah. If it was a fair fight. But again, that's the thing that doesn't make any sense to me because there's legal issues here. Somewhere in the fine print when they signed up for this show, they had to kind of put it out there that
you're probably not going to win.
Exactly. There had to be something or else, because everyone, if they had the belief they were going to be up for $4.5 million, they've got a pretty good argument here.
Yeah. So what you're saying is that there must be something in the fine print that says, look, don't be a sucker and you're not reading this fine print, but you're not going to win.
Or it's sour grapes from somebody who didn't compete very well. I'm just going to say it feels more likely that this person had a bad experience and is now speaking out against the show than the producers knowingly put themselves in legal issues.
Which you can understand because that person's not going to know what actually happened, but from their vantage point, it may appear as though those things happened and you could understand why they would then be frustrated.
Well, they've also, Vice, who's done this article, said that there are several group chats that they've been on formed with disgruntled ex-players discussing whether they would have grounds for legal action. So when they finally got their phones and computers back, that's when a bunch of people realized that the tickets had been booked before they were eliminated. And, you know, I feel like when you think about how hard it is to make a TV show that is compelling nowadays, that they would of course try to get away with this.
Yeah.
They would of course try to get away with not get, you know, I mean, there's, you know how expensive the mic packs are?
Have you been to the IMDb of this show?
No.
Why is Perez Hilton listed as a contestant?
Oh, no. Are you serious?
Yeah.
Well, that's Michael Van Wyck.
Isn't he like an actor?
Yeah.
There's like, so now I need to know who's on the show. Anyway, we've got to go. But when we come back, Mike is going to spin the game show roulette wheel. We'll find out what game we're playing. Remember, it's Friday. It's co-op day.
Yeah.
Right here on My Talk 107.1. Hey, My Talkers. Bradley here for my good friends at Dakota Dental. When it comes to a regular checkup screening, I want you to call my friends at Dakota Dental. They make it super easy to get in and be seen by some of the best dentists in the entire state. In fact, it's not just those regular checkups and cleanings. It's things like dental implants. And when I say best dentist in Minnesota, I mean it. They are literally the premier dental implant specialists in the entire state. So if you've thought about dental implants or you got questions about other procedures like maybe crowns, etc., I want you to feel confident when you pick up the phone and call Dakota Dental. Dr. Isabella, Dr. Ashburn, Dr. Baroon, the entire staff at Dakota Dental are ready and waiting to provide you with the best care. So pick up the phone, make an appointment. Don't forget to put your 2023 benefits to good use. You got a whole new year's worth of benefits. Make sure you use them at the best place in Minnesota. Call DakotaDental.com today. Don't forget to tell them Bradley sent you.
Rate on gas is
the Adventures of Bradley and Dawn on My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment. Oh, it is time for our game today. It's
time
a co-op
now to
game.
Play along. It's
Game Show Roulette.
Here's your host, Mike Ganger.
Yes, you just mentioned it. We are playing co-op today. It's no longer, you know, head-to-head competition. It is Friday. We're missing
it's
everyone
Friday.
Off on a happy note, and you two are going to work together to play our game.
Let's do it!
Yeah!
So let's figure out first off what we're going to play by spinning that roulette wheel. Oh.
Oh.
Whoa.
Whoa.
What?
What is this music?
Well, oh, come on!
We're going to walk down the aisle during the newly host game.
Newly hosted.
Newly hosted. Because we're newly hosted.
This is hosted. How pretty, cute.
Pretty perfect. This game waited until now to pop up. 2 months into the show, if or so. And we're going to find out how well you two know each other.
Okay.
I don't know about this one. I tried my best.
Oh, yeah.
Let's know the newlywed game, right? We're just going to have some fun. We'll ask some questions. We'll find out who knew what more about who.
All right.
It's going to be fun.
Okay.
We'll start things off here by going through each one of these questions. Again, prior to this, we had you answer some questions. We'll start things off with Dawn's question towards Bradley.
Okay. Let's see how well Dawn knows.
We know. And we'll just go back and forth and see how many you guys can get right.
So okay.
We'll
all right, let's do it. What are we playing for? Money, points, a new car?
Just a fun just opportunity.
Okay, I'm fine with that.
Exactly. It's Friday.
I already had my Papa Bites.
We'll go back and forth. I think that might be the more fun way to do this. So let's go back and forth. We'll start again. This is Dawn to Bradley. Dawn, actually, I should ask Bradley. What do you think Dawn answered for your co-host's most guilty pleasure? Your guilty pleasure. Bradley, what do you think Dawn said your guilty pleasure was?
Oh, Dawn, what did she say my guilty pleasure was? My guilty pleasure is Doritos.
And Dawn, what was your answer?
Cake.
Oh, that's a much better answer. Much better.
Clake.
All right.
Clake?
Yeah, little rascals. They go, oh, Spanky goes, I love chocolate clake.
I do love cake.
Yes.
That's a good answer.
Oh, all right.
I failed you on that
It's
one.
Okay. It's okay.
We've got a lot of other questions. We're fine. We'll flip it back the other side. Okay, we're going to go
I'm going to fail you again. Don't worry.
Bradley, this is now Bradley to Dawn. Dawn, what do you think Bradley said to this? What is your host's worst habit?
Oh, this is what he said about me?
Correct.
Yes.
Okay, my worst habit.
What does he think? What you're going to say?
I was asked what you thought your worst habit was.
Okay.
Exactly.
Oh, gosh,
John. This I had a hard time with this
butting in. Continuing to talk when he's talking. I always feel so bad.
Bradley, what was your answer?
This is the dumbest answer, Dawn.
Okay.
Because I could not think of anything.
Oh.
So all I thought of was biting your nails, which you don't bite your nails.
Okay.
But I was like, that's a bad habit. I was like, I don't know what her bad habits are.
No.
Okay, we'll see if we can turn this around. So far, it's been a slow start. But
you bite your nails, Ethan?
No. Okay. I mean, I cut them because I take a vitamin that makes them grow a lot.
Okay.
So they get snagged on things if I don't.
All right, Bradley, what do you think Dawn said was your answer to what is your favorite holiday?
Oh, God, I know what Dawn's favorite holiday
That's
is.
That's why I didn't ask her. We all know that.
That's her
Halloween.
Second.
It's
actually Halloween.
Her second favorite. Okay. My favorite holiday is, what would Dawn say? I think, well, didn't I say this the other day? Did I say that my favorite holiday was, oh, this is so hard.
It is?
Well, because I don't know what I would say my favorite holiday is. Halloween.
What did you say, Dawn?
I said Christmas.
Oh, that was my second choice.
Okay.
See, here's what I'm learning. I don't even know my answers.
I know. You don't even know what you want to say.
Yeah.
You're just trying to guess what I would think you said.
Well, I am, exactly, because I'm trying to think of conversations we've had about those things.
Yeah,
I'm trying to
have.
Be strategic.
Yeah.
Did I say Christmas? That was I thought.
We've talked about how much you love decorating and snow, and like you love the beauty of the time of year.
It's not like, you know, the religious portion of
it
is not as, you know.
If I was Bob Eubanks, I'd be saying this relationship isn't going to last very long here at this point.
Oh, my God.
Come on, Bob. I think Bob's not going to last very long. What do you think, Joel?
Wow. Next one. Here we go. We've got Bradley, or excuse me, Dawn. What do you think Bradley said to this? Between the two of you, who is the biggest pack rat?
Oh, yeah.
Definitely me.
There you go.
We did it.
You got
we
one.
We did it. We did
now,
it.
Now, I will say, to clarify, I don't think that's actually true.
Mm-hmm.
I just think that that's what you were... I thought that's what you would say.
Yeah.
Because what you may not know about me is that I do have very bad pack ratty tendencies.
Do you really?
But I live with a person who is opposed to that behavior.
Yeah.
So I'm not allowed to indulge it.
Okay.
So that's why in my head I was like...
you don't want to...
She'll
him.
Think it's her.
Okay. Yeah, I definitely.
Fun.
I mean, because I don't have anybody in my home.
Plus,
that.
Dawn just like literally talk about a pack rat.
What?
Pulled out like a party favor that she got last night.
Oh yeah.
That she had taken. She was like, "Oh, I think this will be great for one of my dolls." And I was like, "That
it's a tiny hat.
That's that is definite pack rat behavior.
It is. Yeah.
All right, Bradley, what do you think Dawn said to this one? What would your spouse's ideal vacation be?
My spouse?
Your ideal, yes.
For Jamie.
Sorry.
No.
What did
your
she
host,
say?
What would you, yes.
I'm so confused.
Sorry. No. You guys are just, I accidentally put the word host in there, or spouse in there.
Spouse instead of
host.
In there.
So, supposed to be host, because we're doing the newlywed game knockoff.
So what would I say that your favorite,
Favorite vacation
would be?
My favorite vacation is a cruise.
Right!
Yes! Nicely done. All right, this one will be interesting here. Dawn, what did Bradley say to this? If you had to choose any actor to play yourself in a movie, who would you choose?
Oh.
Again, this is what Bradley would say. You're going to say. In the newly hosted game.
Yeah. Christina Applegate?
Oh, that's a good one.
That's a really good one. What did you guess?
What my guess for you was. Don, you're going to hate me.
What did you say?
I did this to have fun with you.
Mm-hmm.
Drew Barrymore.
Oh, no. She's a fine actress. I just don't think she's a good talk show host. That's all.
And quickly here,
before we think of what you would say.
Bradley, what do you think? This is one fun one here, I think. Bradley, what do you think Dawn would say is the best adjective to describe your guys' first day as a show together?
First day as a show together.
Your very first show together.
What adjective?
What adjective would she use to describe that day?
Fabulous.
What'd you say, Dawn?
I said weird.
Oh!
No,
was it weird?
It wasn't like weird in a bad way. It was just like we did a lot of weird things.
Yeah.
So much so that people were like, if you think this is entertainment, this isn't it. We're like, sorry.
Who said that? Oh, that was one person.
Oh.
That was one person.
Oh, it doesn't matter. When somebody says something mean, I think they represent 100 people.
No,
you know, that's the way it goes.
All right. That was some fun.
We got on the board.
You got on the board a couple of times. Nicely done.
All right. That was fun. Well, what are you going to do this weekend, Bradley?
Mike? I'm going to go have fun.
Mike?
I got no plans. Just chill.
Oh, you're just hanging out. I have to listen to audio from a haunted house to see if
fun.
I can find ghost voices.
Go stay warm. Be safe. Have fun this weekend. Up next, Lori and Julia, and we'll be back on Monday. Have a fabulous weekend. Bye!
Bye!